Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Melanie has a little bit of news. She has a little news.
Yeah. Yes. Breaking news. Uh-huh. Up to the minute news. So anyway, I hadn't put on the blog, but, you know, yesterday I took the girls to the vet. I took Piper and Mabel to the vet. And then because I needed to get their vaccinations all up to date, because today we were trying a new camp, a new doggy day camp called Poderosa Ranch, which I felt sounded promising.
Yeah, anything called Poderosa, I feel like is good.
Yeah, and I walked in. I thought, this feels very country. It feels very, I think this is going to be a lot better. Caroline and I got up this morning, took the girls to the dog park to let them run for an hour before we took them to kind of work off, because that worked really well for the vet yesterday. And I just got a call that they had been kicked out of Poderosa Ranch, and would I please come get them?
God love them.
Two-time failures. We got two-time camp failures. So, like I just told you, none of my people enjoy camp. Caroline does not enjoy a camp. My girls do not enjoy a camp. Nobody likes a camp around here.
So what was their behavior? What was the behavior that got them kicked out of and off of the Poderosa Ranch?
They were angry around the campfire at the Poderosa
Ranch.
That's
right. Uh-huh.
She just said that they're too anxious. She said this type of environment is not going to work for them. They're too anxious. They're too high anxiety. Mabel was apparently trying to jump a 6-foot fence.
Listen, if you put me in a camp, I can't say honestly that I wouldn't do the same. I can't say that I wouldn't be scaling things I didn't even know I could scale in an effort to get out of there. So
I laughed because this morning Caroline went with me, and when we got there, they took the dogs and we had to fill out a questionnaire, and they ask you all these questions. And so I was trying to answer them like as honestly as I could.
Right.
But one of the questions was, has your dog ever tried to jump out of an enclosure? Which I know Mabel does like to jump because she jumps up at our kitchen windows to look at us when she wants in the house, and
right.
They're tall, but she hasn't ever tried to jump out of our backyard. But I do know that Mabel has some ups, so I knew technically I guess she could, but apparently she was trying to scale. But as I was answering this questionnaire, Caroline was reading over my shoulder, and she was like, it was like, has your dog ever growled or bit someone? And I was like, no. And Caroline was like, remember that time? And I'm like, shh, they just mean, they don't mean a repairman who walks in the backyard unaccompanied. What they mean is, because I'm like, listen, I need this to work out. So anyway, and so it was, a lot of things converged all at one time. I was dropping Caroline off at basketball camp. She was not happy to be going to basketball camp. It's just for 2.5 hours today. But she was mad at me because she didn't like the way her ponytail was. And she didn't.
Yes.
She had forgotten her water bottle. And I told her she could just drink out of the water fountain. And it was all going to be fine. Then Poderosa Ranch called. And she was still griping about her ponytail. And so this was my shining maternal moment this summer. I said, I am going to need you to be easy because the dogs just got kicked out of camp and I don't know how we're going to go on vacation. And then we got there and I felt bad and she got out of the car and I was like, bye, I love you. Have fun at camp.
God.
So.
It was not a day for any shankle to go to camp.
No.
I just hope Caroline's not sitting there jumping, trying to get out of the gym.
Listen, she could only wish to jump 6 feet. They'd sign her up. She'd be a player. Basketball camp is where you need to jump. But now I need you to know that both dogs, because they come out of these camp facilities just grinning at me, jump right in.
Oh, yeah. They do. Uh-huh.
We've won. And now they are both curled up right next to me on the couch. It was like they felt like we need to be as close to you as possible because of the traumatic morning you just put us through.
Well, somebody in this deal got exactly what they wanted, and it was not you, is what I'm going to tell you.
No.
Yeah.
Which, feels kind of like a metaphor for my life.
Yeah. That's kind of a metaphor for motherhood, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Well, last week, I guess it was whatever day it was last week, I took Hazel to get a bath, and I always, because, she goes into the vet, and I mean, she's on high alert. It's danger, danger, danger everywhere.
Yes.
But it's because she's nervous, and so anyway, I had the guy who's the trainer there came out, to get her and so we could talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, she loves us so much and she is the sweetest dog when it's just us. But anything outside of the three of us is just an incredible threat to her safety and peace.
Yes.
And so at that point I looked down, she's climbed up on a bench. She's looking at me. She's shaking. And I just was petting her, saying, "It's okay. It's okay, Hazel." And he said, "Well, see there, that's kind of the problem."
Oh.
And he said, "Because right now you're reinforcing her anxiety. Like, what you're teaching her is that if she acts out, you know, and loses her mind, that she's going to get attention from you." And I said, "Well, I love her." And he he said, "Well, I get that, but you can't like, she's got to learn to have a safe place and to go to her safe place."
Yes.
And so anyway, so we've got to do all that whole thing with some 30-day plan thing. How did we end up? I mean, I feel like Alex is a pretty functioning member of society. I have had more issues with the dog than I have ever had with him.
I know. And I'm like, why? I'm like, these dogs, and they're so good at the dog park. I mean, Perry said, maybe our solution is we just need to go on vacation and dump an 80-pound bag of dog food at the dog park
and wish them well. Just let them run.
Like, just tell people. And, like, even at our vet yesterday, like, our vet really likes them. Like, she was like, oh, they're just, you know, it just takes them a while to warm up. And, like, I know she lives in the country, and I told Perry, part of me wants to call her and be like, so how much would you charge if you just took our girls home with you? Because I know we can kennel them at the vet, but if they're at the vet, they literally are in a kennel all day long, except for when they take them out to walk them. And I'm like, that's the worst for them. So we've got to figure out our house. But you'll be tickled, because the other thing, I called Perry upset, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And the girls, and they got kicked out of camp. And I was like, and Mimi and Bops are talking about, they want to take us to Italy next year for like 10 days. And I'm like, and how are we going to go to Italy? And you'll appreciate that Perry said, I would be willing to stay home with the dogs.
Because as soon as you said Italy, I thought, I don't know if Perry Shackle's going to Italy. Like, I remember you said that after you got him home from Italy last time, it took you about 10 years to get him to leave the state again, didn't it?
Yeah, it took a while. He's a homebody. And I know I think his whole thing is he would enjoy it if we were going. It's like he said when we got back the first time, he was like, I really did love it. And he said, and if it were like as close as Kerrville, which is a town that's about an hour from us, he said, I would go. He goes, with the flights and the stuff and the tourist and the crowds.
Yeah.
But it's hard, because I do know I don't want that to be our option, because I'm like, I feel like you need to see your child experience Italy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But anyway, I don't know. We're going to have to figure out something with these dogs.
Well, they're puppies. That's one thing you have to remember. They're just puppies.
Yes.
And so there's some stuff they're going to grow out of.
Well, I don't know. I think they're pretty set in their ways.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. So anyway, well, I got the name, though. Some different people have left me names of some different pet sitters. So I'm thinking maybe they'll be, you know, if they can get used to somebody in our house, you know, maybe that would ultimately be the best option, because that way they could be in their yard and they could go to the dog park and they could do all their normal stuff.
Well, if you do find somebody who is going to pet sit the dogs, I would just like to be on the phone when you explain your feeding system to them.
Yeah.
That's my small request.
I know. Can you imagine? So, yeah, you've got it. And it's really, I think, if anything, it's gotten more complicated. You have to bring Mabel inside. You feed Piper outside. Then Scout will come up. And sometimes Scout will eat with Piper, but sometimes you can't. And then Scout will sit and bark at Piper the whole time. I mean, it's a whole.
It's a handle.
It is. It's a whole thing. We got a whole. It's a nut house is what I'm running over here.
Well, is there like a college kid or somebody who would be so happy to be in your house, like to be, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's key too. Like, what the reward is being at your house.
Yes.
You know, that's a cool thing. If you're like in college or in your early 20s, just at somebody's house. So you could probably, you could require a lot of them in terms of feeding and whatnot. And they'd be so happy to be at your house.
Yeah, I know. That's what we've got to figure out. So I've got a couple of names, so we'll see. So anyway, please be in prayer over my dog situation.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, that is something.
It's stressful. It's so stressful. Like, it makes me just go, well, I guess we're not going to the beach this summer. I guess we're just going to sit here with these dogs from here on out.
But you are going to go to the beach. You are going to go to the beach.
We'll figure it out. So anyway.
Goodness.
So, I know. So anyway, that's been my drama this morning.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's fine. It's fine. I'm sure Mabel is probably writing some poetry in her head as we speak.
No doubt.
I mean, it's been a big time for her. It's her, this, all this angst has brought out her creative side more than ever.
Oh golly. That's what I said to you earlier, was that when she was trying to jump that fence, you know, she was screaming some new song lyrics in her head. Like, she's made walk the bridge to another genre at this point.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. She was singing probably some Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues, uh-huh, is probably somewhere. She was channeling that somewhere. But if you could see them right now, they look so sweet. They're so precious when they're sleeping.
And Hazel's right behind me doing the same thing. And I think part of their problem probably both in Texas and in Alabama is that their mamas think they're so precious.
Yes, yes, yes. It's exactly right. It's exactly right. Because I dropped them off at Potter Rose Spot. Well, I don't know what it says about me that I feel more nervous dropping them off here than I think I felt dropping off my child at camp last summer. You know what I mean? Like, of course, granted, she hadn't previously been kicked out of a camp. So I wasn't carrying that burden. But, anyway, so that's it. So strike two. We're two-time failures at camp.
Bless them.
I know. It's just not easy. It's not easy being an anxious dog who just loves your people.
Well, you've done way more than I have today, because I'm here to tell you that I have since I woke up this morning, other than spending a brief period of time with the Lord, I have pretty much been on Apple Music all morning.
Well, I mean, you sent me down a rabbit hole last night from the likes of which I could barely recover to go to bed.
I don't even know how I got out of it enough to go to sleep. Like, I can't. And again, I have to keep reminding myself, you know, I've never done any kind of streaming music service because I worry about the songwriters getting the royalties and all that kind of stuff. But Taylor Swift made me feel a little bit better about knowing that these people were going to get paid.
Yes.
With the Apple Music and all that. But it was that whole thing of like, every song is here. Every song is here. Mm-hmm. And it's on my iTunes and it's seamless. And I can suddenly make it on my phone and I don't have to even use an app that's different. I mean, it just, so I have crafted today what I feel like is a really exceptional power ballad playlist. I feel like,
Very nice.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel like it's some of my best work. I feel like if it were still the day of mixtape,
yes,
I feel like I'd have to make 6 or 7 copies on my dual cassette player.
Yes. To pass out to friends.
I really do. I think that once it got around, I'd have to make more copies because others would want it as well.
Uh-huh. Would you call it something? Would you have a name?
Oh yeah, I'd have a name. I don't know what my name for it would be. Warren Alex was making a playlist and it had a name that was similar to something I would have done at his age. You know what I mean? Like, I would have a name. I would, you know, I would probably write on it in different colors of ink.
Yes.
But I feel like it's really good. I really do. Okay. I'm still tweaking it, but I feel like it's really good. So when I put up the podcast, I have discovered another thing about Apple Music is you can link to your playlist.
So
I'll put up a link to the playlist and then others with Apple Music will be able to play this playlist.
Oh, well, listen, so fancy with the podcast. Like, now y'all need to know that Sophie, I think I've said this before, all I contribute to the podcast is that I talk. That's it. I contribute nothing. And so Sophie like edits them and like puts the music in and does all the stuff. And now the last two, she provides that list of links of things that we talk about, which I just think adds that extra touch of professionalism. So I just want to publicly say kudos to you for your podcasting professionalism.
This is called Person Who Works in School Is Out for Summer is what this is called. And what this means is that
everybody's going to be like, you're just going to have to look it up. Whatever we talk about.
When school starts come August, I'm going to be like, you got Google. I mean, come on.
You can find it.
Yeah, I do. I get really industrious about the weirdest things. And I thought this morning, this is why I am a person who needs to have a place to go. You know, I tell you this all the time about all kinds of different things, but this is one reason why, because as much as I say, I would love to write full time. Like I would end up with a lot of playlists. I think like I have to create some pressure for myself.
Yes. But let me just say, I don't think it would be a bad thing to end up with a playlist. You say that like there's, some shame in it. And I think there are things that some people do well, and you just need to embrace that.
Well, I'm going to tell you that a 90s dance mix is coming next. Like, I've done power ballads today. I want to do a 90s dance mix next.
Okay. I would like a 70s songwriter mix.
Well, I thought about that. I thought about an early 90s female. Remember when we had all those females? Like, we had Colvin was big, and Sarah McLachlan and Paula Cole and all those.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I thought about that late last night after we had been texting for an hour about what we were listening to.
Oh, that, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. That sounds promising.
70s singer-songwriter mix is good. I mean, just James Taylor, Carly Simon, all those folks. Golly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds, yeah. Golly, the possibilities are really endless.
They really are. I mean, I feel like I could make a whole job out of this thing, except I'd never get paid. But the contentment and satisfaction I would feel personally would make it worth it.
I was going to say, you'd get paid in the joy that you would experience. Yes. Okay.
So that'll be our playlist for this week that we're going to pass around. I've got a power ballad playlist, and then the next time we podcast, if I haven't completely burned myself out on this thing,
yes.
We'll do another one, but odds are I'll burn myself out on it, because that's kind of how I roll.
Yeah, that you'll create until it's like me with veggie tacos. You will just eat them, squeeze some lime on.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Until you just are like, I cannot do anymore. I'm done.
Uh huh. So,
okay. All right.
But it's been so fun. Oh my word.
Well, that makes me real happy.
I love it.
Well. I'm trying to think. I finished watching, like I told you, I finished watching all of The Good Wife. I'm totally up to speed on The Good Wife.
It's impressive. I mean, you really like the last 2.5 seasons, you really powered through.
Summertime. I mean, I stayed up. There were nights that I can't even tell you that I stayed up till probably 2:00 in the morning, 2:30, just because mm-hmm. I'd be like, I'm going to watch one more episode. I mean, I powered on through. And then I was motivated because season 6, I had to get it. I had to do, like, I got a free 1-week trial on CBS.com.
That's what I did. that'll force your hand.
That'll motivate you, because I was like, I've got 1 week. Mm-hmm. I got 1 week. I've got a deadline. My publisher wishes I'd take a deadline as seriously as I took that CBS.com, because I was like, I don't want to pay $5.99 for CBS, because there isn't anything else on CBS I want to watch.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because when I called to cancel my CBS.com thing, they mm-hmm. asked me why I was canceling, and I said, I've never seen so many commercials in my life.
Oh, tons of commercials.
Have you ever? I could not believe all the commercials on CBS.com. And listen, if you happen to work for CBS.com and you're listening, I'm going to tell you, that's a hang up with your product. Like, I pay for Netflix. I pay for UVerse. Like, we don't have any problem paying for TV around here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that CBS.com, that's a...
That was way too many commercials.
Way too many.
I'm like, this is the same as me watching it on TV. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't any better. I mean,
the quality was not great either.
No. So, yeah, I was not a fan. I was not a fan of that. So, So, anyway, I've now canceled CBS.
Well, do you know, for some reason, and it's like I don't even know myself. And maybe part of it's because I've eased a little bit back into book mode.
Yeah.
But and because I started off the summer really kind of James Taylor strong.
Yeah.
I have not watched TV this summer really at all.
You know what? That's funny because, I mean, I say that as I've watched 44 episodes of The Good Wife. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, I mean, other than that, I'm not watching anything else. Mm-hmm. And like now that I'm done with that, I powered through that because I wanted to get started on all my books.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. But there's nothing on TV right now.
No.
There's nothing. And I'm sure there's shows. I mean, I could go shop on Netflix, and I'm sure there's plenty of shows I could get into, but I'm just not interested right now because it's such a commitment and I would rather read books.
Well, and I was kind of the same after The Good Wife. I mean, that's 6 seasons. That's a lot of TV.
It is a lot. Yes, mm-hmm. It is a lot. And there's not another show I'm excited enough about that I want to make that kind of commitment to right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know there's good shows out there, but I'm like, I don't know about them. And so I'm not intrigued. And so that's it. But I felt really accomplished because I've finished in the last, what did I read? I read, I finished Jen Lancaster's I Regret Nothing.
Right.
And I finished The Blue Castle last night, and I have now started Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty. So, I mean, I'm plowing through my books.
You are plowing through.
I know. And somebody left yesterday on my porch. I got home, And in a big Ziploc bag, which I appreciated, somebody had left me Judy Bloom's new book, In the Unlikely Event, with a little post-it note that said, from the book fairy.
You're kidding.
No. So I don't know who it is, but Perry was like, well, you don't even know who that's from. I think it kind of, but I was like, it's a free book. Somebody left me a free hardback book. I don't care. I don't care if it's laced with cyanide. I'm sure it's fine. But I thought that was so nice.
That was
clearly,
nice.
I know. So I'm gonna read that probably next, but because I've already started Big Little Lies. So I was super excited. I thought that was so nice. I thought, what a great idea.
That is a great idea to be the book fairy.
To be the book fairy. Because, I mean, I buy books because I read, you know, this is interesting.
You don't have to tell me why you buy books, sister. Well, Listen.
I know.
I am crystal clear on that.
Yes, but I downloaded I Regret Nothing on Kindle, like on the Kindle app on my computer. And I was like, I just do not enjoy reading a book this way.
I don't mind it sometimes. I really don't. It doesn't bother me. My thing is, it's just not easy to hold to me. So I would almost rather read on my computer than read like on my iPad.
Okay.
Just because the computer's easier to kind of, you can just put it in your lap and scroll through. But for me, holding an iPad for like, it's not enjoyable. It's easier to hold a book.
I like a book. And now here's the difference. I did like on the Kindle, I like that you can like highlight things that
I do love that. Yes.
And I love that you can see what other people have highlighted.
Yes, like I do too.
And so I love that feature, but that is the only thing I prefer from reading a paperback, because I like reading a paper book.
Yeah, I've been reading, I mean, like, because I've been reading a lot of kind of nerdy stuff recently because of this maybe new book. And it's a lot of it's on my computer just because it's easier to download that stuff than to, you know. But being able to highlight is huge. Like, I so enjoy that. Like, that's, mm-hmm. you know, that is delightful. But
yeah, but I do like that.
I like the smell of a book. I like, you know.
Me too. And I used to always kind of stress about what to do. Now, Gully, a lot of times will take, she'll like just get what, borrow whatever books I finish. But then even when she gives them back, I mean, I've only got room for so many books in this house, but we have that little neighborhood, like trading site, mm-hmm. like little on, and like the last time I was getting rid of a bunch of books, I just said, hey, free books on my front porch. And somebody was like, I was like, free to whoever wants them. And so somebody just came and got them.
Oh, I need to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I felt good about that because it's like, then it's somebody, you know, somebody got them, and I noticed it was funny because it's a girl that I know, and now she's at the beach reading one of the books that she got off my porch.
I need to do that's a great idea because we really need to clean out. I need to clean out Alex's books, and I need to clean out my books. And we're in a neighborhood trading thing and a school trading thing.
Yeah,
I could put it on those and have them gone.
Yeah, especially because I feel like everybody's always looking for a good book to read, you know. So, and then it's that way they're gone, but you feel like they've gone to somebody who's going to use them and want them and pass them on and all that.
Okay, that's a great idea. I love that
idea. Yeah, so there you have it.
That's a helpful hint.
Well, you're welcome for that. Mm-hmm. Squeeze some lime on it and put your books on the front
put
porch.
Put your books
that's
on
what
the
I
porch.
Can offer. That's
right.
What I offer. I cannot offer any advice in the way of animals, but I can tell you those two things.
Hey, we, yesterday, I don't have my laptop, I don't have my browser open, but I can look on my phone. Somebody wanted to know, this was on the Twitter. You're going to have to give me a second to find it.
Okay.
By the way, I don't know if you've read my blog this morning or not, but I saw two movies last week.
I know. So what was your other one? You said Inside Out.
And Max.
Oh, Max. That's right. That's right. Okay. Was Max sad? Just tell me. Was
you know,
it sad?
You know what? I didn't cry. Now there was somebody in this family who said he cried through the whole first half of it.
Okay.
And it was not my child, but, because David loves a German Shepherd and he loves a dog movie. And you know, he likes to brag that he has gotten Facebook whittled down to such a science. Is that all it shows him? You know how Facebook shows you different things? You know, like, all it shows him are videos of dogs being reunited with their owners. Either after they've been deployed somewhere.
Yes. That's a killer.
Or somebody's been sick, or soldiers being reunited with their families. That's all Facebook shows him anymore.
Okay, yeah.
And so because there was an angle, you know, that kind of angle, I think that's just, that's a particular place where he's sort of tenderhearted.
Okay. Gotcha.
But it was cute. It was just too long. It was too long for what it was. You know, it could have been 30 minutes shorter and way more effective, I think.
Okay, that's good to know. I have hesitated. Carolyn was like, that looks really good. But I'm telling you, we watched when she, it's the first movie she ever cried in, like where it really, but we watched My Dog Skip, which I have never seen either.
Listen, it'll tear you up.
It put me in the bed.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was crying. She was like probably five. And she goes, Mom, this is the saddest movie ever. And I was like, I know. And I was like, I cannot. I was like, I don't know why the dog movies just kill me.
Oh, they do.
Kill me. I cannot take somebody being mean to a dog. I can't, I don't know. I can't take a dog having its feelings hurt.
No. Well, this one I will say, I thought that Max would have been much more like that, but it's not. It's a little bit more, it's sadder in the beginning than it is at the end.
Okay.
So you kind of,
you get a happy ending.
Yeah. And I think like Alex really liked the story. He really did like the story of it. So it was very adventurous.
Okay.
So I think Caroline would like it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll go see it. We went and saw Jurassic World, you know, whenever, last week, something like that, which that was a whole other thing. And which it was great. Listen, the dinosaurs, the whole thing was great. But I just, there were parts of it that I just could not really get past.
Well, you know, I hadn't seen that one. But I have seen two movies.
Well, I do want to see Inside Out, though. I think that looks really
It's cute. Darling.
Okay, it is that's what darling. Everybody says. Okay. I really do want to see that. I've laughed, though, because the Jurassic World, I just really could not get past the fact that Bryce Dallas Howard is wearing a tank top and really high heels the entire time that she's running from this dinosaur.
It's very realistic.
Well, all I could think about is I need to know about what kind of bra she has on. Because I didn't even, I mean, that's like beyond a sports bra. I mean, it's something. But it's a tank top and it's a whole thing. And she looked great the whole time in spite of running from those dinosaurs. So
maybe she has Spanx on under her tank top.
She had to have something because she had a lot of structure going. Everything stayed. There was, it wasn't a Baywatch situation.
Right.
Everything was very reined in.
Yes.
So anyway.
Well, I don't know if there's anything else coming out this summer, but I'm game. Like, I feel like I'm back in the swing of it, you know?
With the $2 popcorn that you mentioned, that's a game changer.
Oh my word. I know. It was huge.
Yeah. That's a big deal because I mean, that's that day that we went to the movies, Gully bought the kids the tickets. And then I had a gift card, so I was like, that we hadn't used in forever. So I was like, well, I'll just buy their snacks, whatever. Well, $35 later, we all had a drink and some popcorn and a candy, you know? But it's like, that's like a dinner out.
This is, you know, just a small drink. But a small drink at the movie is like a medium drink.
Yeah.
And then a small popcorn is enough for two people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's a huge bag of popcorn. So it was delightful. We enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll go see a movie. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow. I'm getting my hair cut and colored tomorrow, actually.
I've decided I'm going to roll with mine. I'm going to go with just how it is because I'd rather at least have the excuse of, well, you know, I was not able to get it cut and colored before the video. Then I got it cut and colored before the video and it still looked like that.
Well, I think the thing is, too, though, and I don't want to give it away for the people that are going to be there, but I think some of it is we're not really going to get to be our best hair selves.
No, we're not.
Anyway, so I don't think that it's really, I'll just be glad because it would really, for me to have as much gray as I have right now in the video would kind of put a damper on the whole effect.
Yeah.
So,
and we're talking about the video thing we get to do, I should say, next week.
Yes.
With Chrissy Knuckles.
For Dot Mom.
For Dot Mom.
It's the opener. They'll use it for the opener at the Dot Mom conference.
But I can go to a dark, dark place about it. And one reason why I have been on Apple Music all morning is because I started to go to a dark place this morning about it. And then I thought, I just can't. I've got to roll with it. And, you know.
Okay. You had to go with it. So did on like inspirational piece of music to get you through. Is that,
I may have listened to some old Sandy Patty I listened to Remember the Feeling for the 28th time in the last, you know, 12 to 14 hours.
That song on earth is opening that just the opening chords. It'll just, it just killed me. I mean, like, I'm like, what is that? I was like 13 sitting in front of my cassette player again.
Oh, it's killer. But I will tell you, the common denominator with all those songs is some very pensive chords.
Yes.
Opening. Like, yes. It's the chords are the big thing. But yep. So I just here's the thing. I don't love being in videos. It's not my favorite thing, because you know how I feel about acting and whatnot.
Well, we're so good at it.
Oh, yes. And so deeply gifted and believable at it anyway. But it's the whole thing where, but I'm happy to do it because, you know, it's fun and it's funny and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's funny.
Hope.
But it really is like, as a person who her whole life has had issues with her hair. And hopes for her hair and dreams for her hair, that her hair, for whatever reason, the Lord has not granted.
Yes.
seriously, like the thought of having, I go to a bad place. Anyway.
Over your hair.
Over my hair. And the fact that the first time I'm ever going to get to be around Christy Knuckles, I have to act the fool, which yeah, I guess I pretending to act the fool is better than actually acting the fool.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Cause at least then you can say, well, it was scripted.
I was character.
It was, that's it. I'm going to say, Sophie, what you understand about is we're method actors, yes, which means we get in the moment.
Yes.
And we just stay in that place. That's just the way that's how we do our craft.
It's how we have to move through this day.
Yes.
And then the third thing that was stressing me out was costumes.
Oh, I know. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And so anyway, yeah. But I choose joy.
Yes.
I choose joy.
The Lord will go before us. I just think that there are some times, and this is a deeper, I'm going to say this, and this is, take this away as a deeper it's a deeper thing if you want to today. But I'm going to tell you that last night at 2 a.m, I could not sleep and I laid there and I said, Lord, I know that you know that even if Sparrow falls to the ground. And so I know you care about Piper and Mabel, Lord. And I just pray that this camp would work out and you would just ease their spirits and you would just give them a peace and that this would work. And the Lord chose not to answer that prayer.
Right. Did you go get your frankincense oil and rub it on the back of their necks after that?
I wish I would have. And I did. Caroline this morning was riding with me on the way, and we were riding to camp, and it was kind of early, so we were both kind of quiet. And I mean, I did that thing, and I thought this is going to be one of those things. She's going to be like, my mom was so weird. Because I was like, Lord, we just pray as we drive to Ponte Rosa Ranch. So I'm going to tell you that, like, about your hair, that there are some things that the Lord grants in his time.
Yes. Yes.
But for whatever reason, it is not for such a time as this.
No, it's not for such a time as this. Here's the thing. I know I can have cute hair. I can have cute hair. But cute hair does not suffice when situated in some sort of skit with you on one side and Christy Knuckles on the other. Cute hair does not work in that moment. It's like being the funny girl in the beauty pageant. Like, that's great that you're funny, but this is not a contest for funny. Like, it's fine that my hair can be cute, but it's not going to translate.
Well, I don't think you need to put my hair on par with Christy Knuckles. I mean, I think she's in a different league altogether. And I would put, like, if it were she and Joanna Gaines, I would be intercessory prayer for you right now.
Here's the thing. Y'all can do things with your hair. Here's what I can do to my hair. I can pull it straight back with a clipping, or I can dry it. Those are the two things I can do with my hair.
Well.
But y'all can do buns and twists and braids and you can knot it into and unto itself. You can unknot it. You can do crazy things with your hair, and I cannot.
Yes. Well, and that's a short hair, long hair thing.
I know.
Well, truth be told, I've done less with my hair. It's just as dirty right now. It's pulled back in a ponytail. And I'm even telling my girl, like, don't bother blowing it dry. It's not even worth it because it just gets dirty and I'm going to be at the dog park and at the pool, and it's 4th of July, and it doesn't need to look good for anything. So let's not even go there.
No need for pretense.
Nope. Not even going to worry about it. Just leave it alone.
Well, so, I don't know. We'll see. And then the other thing is, which you and I were talking about this last night, the other thing that I started to go to a bad place about was makeup, because I don't know how to do my makeup for stuff like that.
Oh, I think that's the worst. I totally agree with that.
And so I thought, I may not even wear makeup. I may do my makeup like I would have in the time period in which the skit will be set.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't know. I got to think it through, but.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is just, you know, this is just my pre-skit angst.
Okay. Well, I had to figure out, because I do have confirmation now that I'm going to be doing the John Tesh thing on July 22nd.
Yes. Yes.
And so, but I have to find my own hair and makeup people. So they said I'm supposed to come camera ready.
Okay. So like a brochure that needs to be printed or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Camera ready. So I've been coordinating all that, trying to figure out camera ready. So
John Tesh.
I know. I have no idea, but I got to be camera ready.
Hmm.
That feels like a thing where I'm going to put on way too much mascara.
Yeah. See, that's exactly like I thought. If I think about this thing too much, I'm going to put on too much eyeshadow. And so anyway, so I'm just going to put on regular old makeup that morning. You're going to have to hold me to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what we'll do. We'll just do our regular makeup. And then if we need to add too, we can.
And you're going to have to help me figure out what to wear too.
Okay. All right. For the thing or just in general?
For the thing.
If you could even go to a local thrift shop and get yourself some backups.
I probably could.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you this later. But sweater-wise, there are some things I wish I still had.
I know. You know, now I'm thinking thrift shop, and all I can think is, I wear my grandpa's clothes. They look incredible. There we go.
I got $20 in my pocket.
Oh. Make that mix. You can make that mix.
I can make that mix. At what point is our love and familiarity with pop music no longer age appropriate?
I don't know. Because when I put my, you know, I'd sent out my email newsletter and I put Sugar was like the number one song. But I was like, I know it's inappropriate. I am aware that the lyrics are inappropriate, but that does not stop my love. But so deep is my love for it that it doesn't really faze me. And somebody was like, you shouldn't listen to that with your daughter in the car. And I was like, well, you're probably right. But I listened to Grease Lightning and I had no idea what they were talking about until I was 35 years old.
Right.
So I'm like, in the whole scheme of things, I mean, I watched Dallas as a 10-year-old. So I know.
It's,
you know.
Yeah.
I was watching a lot of shenanigans that really it all worked out. So.
Well, you know, I told you how, the whole iPad thing, I've got locked down pretty well and. No explicit lyrics, and I've tested it and all that kind of stuff to make sure that no bad versions of songs get through and all that kind of stuff for Alex.
Yeah.
But my issue really is just that, I don't know, as stuff comes on the radio, like, I feel like I'm the one that kind of leads the charge on it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, because to me, like, when I start looking, I'm like, what are the top songs? But I feel like for a long time when Caroline was really little, you and I've talked about this. I didn't care about we were so in that VeggieTales listening to her music.
We were too.
Car.
Oh yeah. We were all about Alex's music and VeggieTales and, all that stuff.
But then when she started, I feel like we've said, like this, it was like the perfect storm of our kids got to an age where they were aware of what the pop songs were. And I feel like pop music turned a corner and got really good again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was all a perfect storm.
Well, I enjoy it. It's fun to me. Like, I love listening to music with Alex. That's one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here was a question somebody left yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I started to ask you this about 20 minutes ago before I started talking about all the ways I'm insecure. It says, I love Big Mama Fashion Fridays. How do you get the ideas, et cetera? How do you decide which products to blog about?
Oh, okay. For Fashion Friday.
For Fashion Friday. Yes.
I really, as I go throughout the week, I love to shop online. I like to look at clothes online. You know this. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I get emails from Gap and Blue Door Boutique and different places, Nordstrom. And so, like, And so I like to look at clothes. And so I feel like I kind of make little notations of things that I like. And so it really, I mean, I feel like Fashion Friday is truly, by and large, I mean, because I feel like different people have emailed over the years and said, I wish you would do a maternity edition. I wish you would do this or whatever. But I'm like, I really, selfishly, I kind of just do Fashion Friday. It's like, here are some things I would buy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I feel like that's exactly what you've always done, because you are constantly looking at clothes online.
Yeah. I'm
in real life.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, like, I'll sit here at night, and if I'm bored, I'll just sit and like, look, I'll just go on Nordstrom and be like, what's new? And I don't buy it. I think it fulfills this thing in me where I don't need to buy them. Like, most of the time, right, on Fashion Friday, like, I'll usually say, like, I bought this or I love this. Sometimes I love when I've actually tried something on. So I can be like, I tried this on. It's super cute. But I mean, there's no way I could ever, Perry would leave me if I spent the amount of money that I feature on Fashion Friday. But I just, a lot of times it's just legitimately stuff that I'm like, I would like to have this in my closet.
Well, and you're really good too about, you'll wait for stuff to go on sale.
Yes, I do try to wait for stuff to go on sale. When I really love something, then I'll pay full price for it. But I feel like I've learned, if you're patient, most stuff will go on sale. Now I try to do a thing too, with even when I'm shopping in stores, where I do a thing of like, am I still thinking about it a week later?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, is it still on my mind? Because sometimes I'll see something and I'm like, oh, I have to have that. And then I realize like, oh no, I never thought about it again. I just wanted it for that moment.
I haven't done a lot of shopping lately. I don't know. I just have not.
Well, summer's kind of a weird.
Yeah.
I mean, cause I've got on running shorts and a t-shirt for probably the 10th day in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most days, and I've got some cute shorts and I've got some, but I just on day to day, we may go to the pool later or we're just going to be home later. And so I don't really get dressed.
I don't know. David and I were talking the other night about house stuff and all this other kind of whatnot, but just that whole thing about kind of thinking about where money goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. Anyway, I was like, you know what? I spend money on groceries. That's pretty much, I mean, that's just like my, in terms of, I go to the grocery store, that's where I spend money. That's about
it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's,
buy some candles every now and again.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of, I mean, and for me, like I did just buy a cute dress from Anthropologie that just came in the mail today. So I don't know yet if it's actually going to work, but I really liked it. And so, I'll see stuff, but now I'm always really a lot of times, cause I'm like, even in my day to day, I don't work in an office. I don't go into an office. Like I can pretty much wear yoga pants or my workout stuff or whatever. But so I'm always thinking in terms of like, would I wear this to speak? Like if I would wear it to go speak somewhere, then I feel like I can justify it.
Well, I've got to do something. I need a refresh, but
yes. Yes. But I always feel like fall is a good, like when I got the Nordstrom, like, cause they've got their fall preview. Cause you know, they're about to have their big sale that they always do of the fall stuff. And when I saw that, I was like, see, I get excited about fall clothes. I get excited when I see the jackets and the boots and the, that's just a lot more appealing to me.
And the sweaters and the whatnot.
Yes, yes, yes. But I feel like I also did a good job. I bought a couple of really cute sweaters at the end of the season last year, which I normally don't do, that I'm excited about wearing next fall. Well, I say next fall, next Christmas, when it'll be cold enough to wear them.
Oh, it's awful.
Next January, I'll be super excited about that.
It's awful.
I know. Well, it's just, it's good. But really, our summer has not been that bad. In fact, it's raining right now for the second day in a row.
Well, you know, that's funny, though, because I feel like ours has been bad. Like, I feel like ours has been awful. And I think it's because y'all have gotten rain this year for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
Pretty consistently. And we always get rain, but, like, it has been unusually warm, I will say, so far, I feel like, in our little neck of the woods.
Okay. See, ours has been, because we haven't had a 100-degree day yet, which for us, by this point, is really rare. To get to 4th of July without a 100-degree day is... but you know what I was thinking? Last year, y'all had such a mild summer, because I remember we went to Nashville on the 4th of July, the Shanksville's, and not you and me, but but it was like chilly. Like we needed a jacket. Like we put on jackets to go watch the fireworks.
Yeah, I know. And that is, I don't think that's going to be the case this year here.
That's unfortunate, because it was very nice.
It was delightful.
Yeah. So.
Well, what else we got? We got anything else?
I don't think we do.
I would like to see if we had questions if I had my browser open, but I don't.
Are they in your comments?
Yeah, but they're on a post a while back. So, I mean, I can look.
No, here, let me, I'm going to look. Look, this is very, I feel like this is what's called preparedness. Is that, it's like, I don't know, hold on, let me look. I'm going to look at some questions right now. Hold on, I'm going to look, because I know, I think some people left some on the last podcast post. I'm going to go look real quick.
Yeah, I think somebody left some on my Facebook, too. I'm going to go look there.
Do you have any new, you haven't tried any new beauty products or anything you want to tell us about?
Okay, so I did try, which I think I've tried it before, the Benefit Their Real Mascara.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've tried it before, but I bought it again,
yeah,
thinking that I hadn't tried it. And then when I got home, I was like, oh, I think I've tried it, but I like it better.
This
time I like it better. I don't know if my eyelash curler is better than it was the first time I tried it, but I have liked it.
Okay. Now somebody, okay, here's a question somebody had asked.
Okay.
Somebody wanted to know if you specifically have tried L'Oreal's Double Extend Mascara.
I have tried the Double Extend. I just find that I don't want another step. So, you know, okay, the Double Extend, you have to put the white stuff on, and then you put the, then you put mascara on, and then you put the, I just like to just put mascara on. So, and if the white stuff gets clumpy, then the, it does, I mean, like, when it works really well. I just don't like that double step in the morning, because I'm pitiful, is why. Because I'm,
well,
that's like that's the height of, anyway.
No, that's hard. I'm going to tell you what's pitiful. This makes me think, and I can say this on the podcast. I do not want to write this because I don't think you can hear how much I'm making fun of myself when I write this.
Right.
But we have a housekeeper that comes on occasion, not on a regular basis, like once every couple of weeks or whatever. And really for the summer, I don't have her come as often because the house just gets dirty again so fast. And so, but she was coming on Monday and I was really excited she was coming because the house was super dirty. But I told Perry, who is a landscaper and works out in the heat all summer long, I was like, God, I'm excited that she's coming tomorrow, but I'm kind of bummed because I'm going to have to get up early to let her in.
Mm,
and he just kind of looked at me and he goes, I'm going to need you to quit talking.
Yeah.
And I thought, what? That isn't a real problem that you have to get up
right.
for your house. That I have to get up. I'm going to have to get up at the crack of nine to let somebody in to come clean my house.
Yes. Yeah. That's when you kind of can listen to yourself and go,
I'm the worst. I'm a horrible person. Like I've lost some sort of perspective.
I was going to say, somewhere. My perspective is skewed. It's somewhere along the way, my perspective is skewed.
Yeah. So I guess the good news is at least I caught it. I heard myself saying it and thought, this is not a real problem that I have to get up and have somebody clean my house for me. But she did. And she did. She doesn't just, when she comes, this is why I love her. She cleans, but she also organizes. She organizes my refrigerator. She organizes my pantry. She organizes my shoes. She makes me feel like she makes me the person I want to be.
And my mama is so good at that. Like mama, when she would come when Alex was little and she would like, she just has a way of looking at stuff and going like, well, this should go here and this should go here.
Yes. Yes.
And I do not come equipped with that skill. And so when somebody can do that for me, I'm like, oh, what can't be accomplished today? I mean, like,
I know. Yes, that's it. It's just like, it just feels, because like I'll clean stuff out and I'll throw stuff out, but I'm not good at, I wish I was a person who could come up with a great organizational system.
Yeah,
but
I'm not.
And so I so appreciate, and like when she does that, it's always like, it's just like, it's like a gift. And like I said, I so appreciate it because I don't have her very often, but when it's just, it feels like such a special treat when it's like, oh my gosh, my pantry, look at all my cereals lined up like
yes.
that.
Yes.
So it's just very nice.
It's delightful.
It's worth getting up for.
At 9 a.m.
It's worth getting up at 9 a.m. for, princess. So hey, let's keep that in mind.
Do you know that a little while ago, I told Alex, he was down the hall and I just said, hey, Melanie and I are about to do a podcast. And he said, oh, what are y'all going to do special for your 50th podcast? And I went,
is it?
Yeah. It's our 50th podcast.
This one is?
Yeah. It's our 50th. And I went, I don't know.
Well, I had no idea. I feel like now we've got to do something.
What? Like a medley? I don't know. What do you do? I mean,
I don't know.
Should we give something away?
Let's give away. What if we gave away? Is this a lame thing to give away? What if somebody got, what if we sent everybody signed copies of all our books?
Okay. How many people are we going to do that for?
I don't know. Three? 5? I don't know. 10?
I don't have, I'm trying to think how many I have.
But I don't have that many books.
I don't know how many I have either.
I wasn't trying to be just 3. I'll send 3. I was sitting here thinking, I don't know how many copies of Sparkly Green Earrings.
Yeah, I don't know that I have. No, I do have some Home Is Where My People Are's. Why don't we do 3? How about we'll do 3 out of your comments? No, how do we do that?
Okay, let's do 4. Let's do 2 out of your comments and 2 out of mine.
Okay. So we'll send, 4 people. So that's 8 people total. Is that right?
Yeah. Is that, yeah.
So no. let's give away 4.
2 each. 2 each out of our right?
Yeah. Listen. 2 and 2 is 4, which giving away 4 sets of book is a perfect gift for the 50th.
Yes, it totally makes sense. And you can tell it was, we put a lot of thought and prayer into the decision.
We really did.
How to celebrate and what to give away for our 50th podcast.
We just wanted to be a blessing was all. We just wanted to be a blessing.
We put a lot of thought and effort. And the sad part is it's going to be one of those things. Nobody's going to listen this far into the podcast because we lost them way back when we were talking about what we were going to wear to the video shoot. And so none of us are even going to get 2 comments.
But I'm going to edit out probably that part because I think that's real boring. I'm probably going to take that out. But
you may not be interested in that.
Well, we'll just say if you make it, we can just say like in the little notes beforehand show notes.
There's a giveaway.
We can say if you make it to the end, there's a special giveaway.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick. Really, so we're going to pick 2 winners from my comments and 2 winners from your comments.
Yes.
And then you and I will have to communicate to make sure. No, because I'm just sending my books. No, wait. Are the people getting all of our books?
I thought they were. Everybody was getting a full set.
Okay. All right.
So, this is the part we need to edit out.
No, this is fine. Listen, people need to know that this is real life. That people need to know that this is how we do things.
I'm thinking everybody. So all said and done,
I'm mailing out 4 sets of books of my books, and you're going to have to give me addresses, and I'm going to have to give you addresses.
Yes.
Okay. Look, sold.
Okay. Done.
Done.
Happy 50th podcast.
We're so happy to give away 4 sets.
Maybe we need to edit this out and give away something better.
I just think it's so funny that like 50th, and you think we're going to give away a $50 gift card. We're going to give away 50 of our favorite things.
Yeah,
we're going to give away 4 sets of books. I just think that it's funny that the number's so odd.
It is. Yeah, it is funny. Maybe we need to do, should we do a $50? Would that be better? Should we do?
No, let's go with the books. I think let's go with the books. That was our first inclination.
Okay.
We can stretch this out. If we feel like we need to do something else, we can do a $50 thing next time.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to go with you on that.
Because that's 5 books total.
Yeah, somebody's getting 5 books. But of course, I kind of think anybody who listens to this podcast has already read our books because God love them.
I know. Maybe they can give them away as gifts.
Well, there you go.
Maybe they can re-gift them.
Perfect. Okay.
This sounds so special.
I know. You can tell. Well, just the amount of thought we put into it.
Uh-huh. Well, the fact that we both, you know, that my child had to tell me that neither one of us knew.
Yeah, no, I was like, what? It's the 50th? What are you even talking about? What does that even mean?
And so, like, let's just sell. I mean, it took us how many years to get to 50? About 8?
About 8 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 8 years. But somebody, I got tickled because last week when we put up that other, a lot of people were like, wow, I love y'all are on the podcast this summer. And I thought, this is sad that to have like 3 in like 6 weeks time is like people are super, you know, it's like we've really been.
I know.
But we're just doing the best we can.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're just, I mean, really, kind of, we just got the technology kind of firing on all cylinders for the first time, too. I think it's part of it.
Yeah, it took us a long time to figure that out.
Because there were...
I had internet. Remember how long I had internet issues?
Yes. Yes, I do.
For years. Yeah. For years.
Where I would call you, and we would talk for like 4 to 6 seconds, and it would cut out.
It'd cut us out. Yeah, those were good times. Mm-hmm. That's good times. So...
So we're going to give away 5 sets of books.
No, 4 sets.
4 sets. Sorry. 4 sets of 5 books. Golly. sets of 5 books. And then I'm going to see if I can join up with a marketing firm. If they,
I was going to say, you also can include a free ebook titled "How to Market Yourself Effectively."
Yeah, see if anybody would like to benefit from my services.
How to create a real buzz on Twitter.
Oh, it's terrible. I really do bet that every time anybody has to get on a marketing phone call with me, if they're not rolling their eyes when it starts, they're rolling their eyes about 5 minutes in.
Oh yeah. It's nobody's ever gonna say, well, they're just so slick. It's just such a slick operation.
Super calculated.
Uh-huh. Golly.
You're probably gonna have to remind me again what we're doing, but I think I got it now.
Well,
I think
yeah.
I've got it now.
If nothing else, we'll go back and re-listen, and that'll make it crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
I'm sure
all
everybody right. out there has no clue what
so
exactly
you can
we're doing.
You can enter to win on Melanie's blog or my blog, and I'm going to draw for 2 winners, and she's going to draw for 2 winners.
Yeah, that is it. That is it. That is what we are
to
doing
to celebrate the 50th.
Yes, that is what is happening. So,
and then maybe at some point we can get organized enough where maybe we do, you know, a collection of favorite things. But
oh, that would be fun. That would really be fun. But we would have to think about, you know, I need a lot of time to think about what my favorite things would be.
Well, certainly can't come up with that plan.
Well, because I'm not sending anybody Sheerloom because of different people don't like the smell. So I can't, it's not, that's like sending everybody a candle. Not everybody's going to like the smell.
I'm going to tell you, it's not been a sad thing to not have to dread, you know, if I was going to even attempt to put it on every day.
Well,
but I will tell you, that age spot I have on the left side of my face sure wishes it were still around.
I know. I'm telling you, it works. But maybe you could just do plain frankincense would work.
I really don't think I can handle the smell of it. I mean, I'm so.
Even the frankincense?
I don't know. I have not smelled the frankincense, but I've heard it's strong. And since you said Perry asked you if something was burning, I'm just thinking probably maybe it's not something I'm on. Embrace.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. The frankincense has now become like a soothing smell to me. I enjoy the frankincense. I thought it was real heavy when I first got it. Oh yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll bring it to Nashville, and you can smell it and see what you think.
And I'll see if I think I can make that happen.
Okay. All right. Deal. Done.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm gonna I don't know. I'm gonna contemplate Botox a lot between now and next week. And you know,
some hair. You come with it like a get it like a wig. You can get some sort of.
I'm gonna go get a like, wig. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm gonna go get something from the Kim Zolciak.
Yeah, some extensions.
Yeah, I'm gonna show up with Kim's long, like.
Listen, if you drove up to pick me up at the airport and you had like long blonde flowing locks, I mean, you talk about fallout. They would have to. I wouldn't be able to. I would lose control for eternity. That would be the end for me.
If anybody in the Birmingham area has a wig from the Kim Zolciak collection,
I would like to borrow.
I would like to borrow it. If that is at all hygienic.
And you were flipping that hair back over your shoulder.
What if I picked you up and I had a side ponytail?
It would do me in.
What? It would
do me in. I could not even handle it. I couldn't even handle
it. Because you know that Nashville airport, you can park. You know how you can pull in and park there?
Oh, that's right, yes.
And pop your trunk? I could stand out there and flip my hair.
With your side ponytail.
With my side ponytail.
And a smoky eye. You
yeah,
can have a
that's
side
exactly pocket. Right.
Uh-huh. A smoky eye.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to work on that.
Okay, all right. Well, see what you can do. See what you can do to make my joy complete.
All right, well, y'all enjoy this very well thought out giveaway that we have come up with.
Yes, please do. And you can be thinking about who you're going to send those books to after you get them. So
that's right.
You may not want them. So, yeah, so feel free to tell us that, too, when we email to say, congratulations, you won. You can be like, hey, could you just go ahead and send them to, like, my grandmother or whatever?
Yeah.
That's fine, too. That's
we
fine, too.
Send them to somebody as a gift.
This gift is transferable.
That's right. It is transferable. There you go.
So it cannot be redeemed for monetary value.
No. Because that'd be trouble.
Because you can't put a price on it.
No.
That's what it is.
That's right.
It's invaluable.
That's right.
Okay, well, if anybody has a wig in the Birmingham area, and if anybody would like to come babysit two neurotic, high-strung dogs in San Antonio, please feel free to.
We got some needs.
Let us know. We have the need. We have a need here. So.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hiding what I couldn't see.